Your questions answered.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC.
Ask about Britain.
Good day. Nice to meet you.
Pardon?
我说 nice to meet you.
I heard what you said, Jean. I was just practicing my good manners. Hello, I'm Andrea.
大家好，我是董征。今天在我们英国问答节目中，我们要给大家来谈谈英国人众所周知的 manners, 文明和礼貌。
Jan has written in complimenting us British on our famous good manners.
他对英国人的礼貌礼节呢，是表示极为称赞的 complimentary.
He was particularly interested in how we like to say thank you.An awful lot.
没错，英国人呢，即使是在帮助别人的时候，也是会说 thank you 的。
I guess some people do like to use the word thank you a lot. Another word we like to use often is cheers.
是的，在英国呢，人们使用 cheers 这个词来表示非正式的感谢的意思，就像是说谢了 ，cheers for that, cheers.
That can be quite confusing because we also say cheers when we clink glasses.
是的 ,cheers 这个词在英语里呢应该是干杯的时候才说的而在英国它还有谢谢的意思。
And in some English-speaking cultures, people say cheers instead of goodbye, a shortening for cheerio, cheers.
还有的英国人在说再见的时候也会说 cheers 或者 cheerio.
Thank you, Jan, for your email. It's nice to know that some people still think that the British are well-mannered.
因为很多当代的英国人都认为啊，英国人他们自己已经不像以前那么讲礼貌了，而是越来越没礼貌 ,ill-mannered.
Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
Today, many go around the streets quarter-dressed. People snack when and where they like, walking in the streets, sitting on the tube or in buses. Ours could not be called a respectful society.
The BBC's Mark Tully there in an extract from a programme about Britain's loss of manners.
是的，讲礼貌并不只局限于经常说谢谢和请这样的字眼，其实文明礼貌也表现在其他的方面上。最让 Mark 看不惯的是，现在很多英国人呢衣着不整，或者在大街上或者公共交通设施上目中无人的大吃大嚼。
He says that Britain isn't a respectful society.The opposite of respectful is disrespectful.
Some argue that many people in Britain have become disrespectful. 也有人认为在英国有很多人是很不尊重他人的。
And it's especially young people who are disrespectful. So who is to blame?
年轻人不讲礼貌应该首先是父母没有把他们教导好。
Susie Heyman runs a charity for parents called Parent Line Plus. This is what she has to say about bad manners in Britain.
There isn't that much a change from 50 years ago. It's just that we now hear about it more. But I think one thing that is different, of course, is the pressures on a lot of parents about work and about split families. And that there are a lot of parents who are absolutely struggling.
Susie, 她认为呢，其实英国在这方面在过去的50年里并没有太大的改变。他认为这全是因为媒体的渲染才让我们更多的注意到了一些不文明的行为。
She says that there are pressures on parents. The pressures they face are from work. Also, there are lots of split families.
Split families, 破裂的家庭。
So that explains why so many young people are rude or don't have good manners. They just don't have good role models.
Role models, 榜样。
Sue Kirkham is a head teacher of a school. This is what she thinks.
I think young people now are spending more time with children their own age and less time in social settings, whether it be in the family or the community, where you've got mixed age people. And the demise of the family meal, and I think that is an important point, is one aspect of this.
Sue 给我们提到的这几点有关不礼貌的行为的论点都很有道理。他说，现在的年轻人啊，大部分时间都不是和长辈，而是和同龄人在一起，所以他们没能从长辈那里学到文明礼貌的行为和做法。
But the other thing that people in Britain aren't doing anymore is having family meals together.
Sue 给我们谈到了这个全家人一起用餐这种传统的消亡 The demise of the family meal.
So maybe we're not that famous for our manners after all.
好，那我们今天 BBC Learning English 为您特别制作的这期英国问答节目就到这里了，我们下次节目再见。
It's been an absolute pleasure. Cheerio!